with SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Biden made it clear the U.S. will strike back after a deadly drone attack killed three service members and wounded more than 40 at a small base in Jordan over the weekend. What isn't yet clear is who will be hit where and how hard. Senate Armed Services Committee member Tom Cotton of Arkansas blames escalating attacks from Iran on Biden administration policies that treat Iran as what he calls a normal nation with a few legitimate grievances against the U.S.
And if we would simply conciliate with them and appease them and grant them one-sided concessions, Iran would pull in its horns, begin behaving like a normal nation, and everything would be wonderful again in the Middle East. But it's not the case.
Senator Cotton is calling for what he calls massive and devastating military retaliation against Iran's interests in the region and inside Iran itself. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The parent of a Michigan school shooter who killed four people in 2021 is being charged with involuntary manslaughter.
Staff met with the parents of Ethan Crumbly, the shooter at Oxford High School, on November 30th, 2021, to discuss mental health concerns they had after he'd drawn a violent image on a math assignment. After the meeting, Crumbly's parents declined to take their son home. A few hours later, he used a 9mm gun to shoot 11 people inside the school. Prosecutors say that his parents were grossly negligent and could have prevented four deaths if they had tended to their son's mental health. They're also accused of making the gun accessible at home. Crumbly's mother, Jennifer, is charged with involuntary manslaughter. Her husband, James, will stand trial in March. They're the first parents in the U.S. to be charged in a mass school shooting committed by their child. I'm Haya Panjwani.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 133 points. The Nasdaq dropped 118. This is SRN News. Christians from all over North Dakota gathered this month to pack meals for poor people in distant lands.
We were shooting for 10 million meals. We ended up with 9.7 million meals, which is far and away more than we have ever produced before. The last time we produced anything even close to that was 5 million meals in Miami years ago.
Julie Smith is a spokesman for the ministry Feed My Starving Children.
We send these meals to our network of partners, and they are incredible. They work in almost 100 countries across the globe, and they are doing that on-the-ground, hard work, seemingly impossible work every day. And they use FMSC food to support the work that they're already doing.
Since the ministry got started back in 1987, it has produced and shipped more than 4.25 billion meals all around the globe. FMSC has 8 permanent packing sites in 4 states and also holds pop-up events such as the one at the Fargo Dome. This is SRN News. Authorities are worried about the rise in court stormings after college basketball games.
Fans storming the court after big wins and the safety risk associated with them now receiving more scrutiny. That's since Iowa superstar Caitlin Clark collided with an Ohio State fan. That came after the Buckeyes' upset of the Hawkeyes in Columbus. Since then, there have been at least 5 more cases, and officials say court storming will likely continue, but eventually someone will be severely injured. Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities say fire crews found the burned bronze remnants of a prized statue of Jackie Robinson that was stolen last week from a public park in Kansas. Wichita firefighters were called to a trash can fire and discovered pieces of the statue. A fundraiser is already underway to replace that statue. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.